Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great Monday. Fun little day of action on the diamond. Getting you ready here for a full Tuesday coming your way. But first, let's recap some news and notes from Monday. And there's quite a bit of interesting stuff coming your way, starting with Tyler McGill with the New York Mets, activated before Monday's game from the IL. McGill was pretty solid. He went five innings, allowing two earned runs and striking out seven in his return to the rotation. Pretty good stuff there. Right-handed pitcher Grant Hartwig was sent back to AAA. Xander Bogaerts was left game one of Monday's doubleheader after diving for a ball and injuring his shoulder. Initial imaging after the game was clean, and Bogaerts appears to have most of his mobility in his shoulder. He'll undergo more testing on Tuesday in the hopes of not going on the IL. Tyler Wade took Bogaerts' spot in game one, while Luis Arraez played second base in game two. Joey Weimer of the Milwaukee Brewers was activated from the IL on Monday, sending Chris Roller back to AAA. Weimer is hitting 154 on the season over 27 plate appearances, and he may just be hanging around until Garrett Mitchell returns to the Brewers. Darius Vines of the Atlanta Braves was recalled before game two of Monday's doubleheader, sending Bryce Elder back to AAA. Vines is serving as the long man in game two, but could also see a start on Thursday as the Braves' rotation has been altered due to the doubleheader. Vines has made six starts at AAA with a 4.58 ERA, 30 strikeouts over 35 and a third innings pitched. Some good news for the Chicago Cubs. Dansby Swanson was activated from IL on Monday, sending Miles Mastrobioni back to AAA. Johan Ramirez of the Dodgers was called up to join the bullpen, maybe in the rotation, we'll see, sending Landon Knack back to AAA. Eduardo Salazar is DFA'd to make room for Ramirez on the 40-man roster. Tyler Fitzgerald of the San Francisco Giants has played a lot of shortstop of late due to injuries to Nick Ahmed and company, but on Monday, Fitzgerald was optioned to AAA. He was hitting 269 with a home run and four steals, but also striking out 37% of the time. There is no immediate roster move, but speculation is that Ryan McKenna, who was recently picked up, is expected to join the Giants to take Fitzgerald's spot on the roster. Zach Eflin of the Tampa Bay Rays was placed on the IL with lower back inflammation. The Rays' initial thoughts are that the injury is similar to last season when Eflin only missed 2 weeks. For now, the Rays are saying Eflin will be out 2 to 4 weeks, but time will tell on that one. Left-handed pitcher Richard Lovelady was called up to join the Rays roster. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays was also activated from the IL on Monday. Lau hit 185 on the season with one home run before his injury. He went 0-for-3 on Monday with a strikeout. Right-handed pitcher Manuel Rodriguez was sent to AAA to make room on the roster. The Cleveland Guardians shook it up a bit in the outfield, calling up prospect Jonathan Rodriguez from AAA. Rodriguez was hitting 276 at AAA with seven home runs and four stolen bases. To make room on the roster, the Guardians DFA'd Ramon Laureano. Laureano was hitting 143 on the season with one home run while striking out 38.6% of the time. Ryan Laudis of the St. Louis Cardinals is being called up on Monday, sending Chris Roycroft to AAA. Alfonso Rivas was DFA'd to make room on the 40-man for Laudis. In 13 relief appearances at AAA, Laudis has thrown 15 and two-thirds innings with a 1.72 ERA and 18 strikeouts. Pretty significant stuff there. The 25-year-old Laudis was undrafted and has been in the Cardinal system since 2021. Pretty good feel-good story for Laudis. Kodai Senga of the New York Mets experienced another setback in his return to the Mets. He experienced some triceps tightness and did not throw his scheduled bullpen. The Mets say it's a minor issue and that Senga should throw a bullpen at the end of the week. Positive news in New York, Garrett Cole continues to work his way back from injury, and Cole is scheduled to face live hitters on Tuesday. This will be Cole's first time facing live hitters, and is usually one of the last steps before heading out for a rehab assignment. Brandon Drury of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim has been slowly progressing back from his hamstring injury, but on Monday we got some good news, as Drury is going to start hitting in the batting cage, which may mean some field work soon. J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners was activated before Monday's game from the IL, sending Leo Rivas back to AAA. Crawford did not start the game, but he later entered as a pinch hitter and stayed in at shortstop, moving Dylan Moore from shortstop to second base and Josh Rojas from second base to third base. potentially giving us an idea of how the Mariners will play things out, especially with Jorge Polanco still out of the lineup. Kenta Maeda, the Detroit Tigers, threw three strong innings with six strikeouts on 53 pitches and a rehab start on Sunday. Maeda was back in the Tigers clubhouse with the team on Monday in Kansas City, which may signal Maeda's return to the rotation later this week. Maeda had a 6.75 ERA with a 4.62 Sierra over seven starts this season. This likely, wait for more news later, means Matt Manning will head back to AAA. Joe Ross of the Milwaukee Brewers left Monday's start after one inning of work with a low back strain. The team will do more testing on the back, but for now he's day-to-day. If Ross is set to miss some time, we may see Aaron Ashby return to the Brewers' rotation. Joey Ortiz of the Milwaukee Brewers underwent x-rays on his foot after Monday's game after he was hit by a pitch. The x-rays were negative, and so Ortiz is hopefully just day-to-day. He's swinging a hot bat and was a major fab pickup this week, so hopefully we don't see a whole lot of missed time. Evan Phillips, the Los Angeles Dodgers, will need 2 to 3 rehab assignments appearances, so we should expect Phillips back in 7 to 10 days, according to the Dodgers. Reese Olson of the Detroit Tigers took a line drive off his hip on Monday, making him leave his start. After the game, he said he was fine, just a major bruise and very, very sore. Time will tell how he rebounds in the coming days, but Matt Manning may get another start after all the Tigers' rotation if Olson has to miss some time. Garrett Whitlock of the Boston Red Sox experienced some elbow pain after his last rehab start, and the bad news came for the Red Sox and Whitlock. He has a partial ligament tear in his elbow, and the team is weighing the idea of surgery, which would end Whitlock's season. It's a shame. Whitlock was throwing darn good before this injury took place. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead at Tuesday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Danny Jansen, 3 for 5 with a double, home run, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBIs for the Jays. Jansen's now hitting .333 on the year with 5 home runs over 22 games. Paul DeJong of the Chicago White Sox continues to surprise many. DeJong went 3 for 4 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a stolen base on Monday. That's a nice combo meal for DeJong. He's hitting .246 on the year with 7 homers, 2 stolen bases over 42 games. Pretty crazy stuff for Paul DeJong. Michael Massey, someone I've been pumping up in all of my fab work the last couple of weeks since he returned from the IL, had another nice game on Monday. Massey went 3 for 4 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Since returning to the team, he's hitting .284 with 5 home runs, 15 runs scored, and 19 RBIs with a 12.7% carry rate over 27 games. Pretty solid stuff for Massey, who's available in many, many leagues. So if you need some second base or middle infield help, Massey is a solid option. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Ryan Weathers looking good once again. It's weird. Weathers had the great spring, high expectations, looked okay early, really scuffled. People thought he'd lose his rotation spot. He's been doing it well. On Monday against Milwaukee, Weathers 7 innings, 1 earned, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts for Weathers. And that's a good Milwaukee offense. Weathers had 14 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 94 pitches. In Weathers 4 May starts, he's now thrown 27 innings, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, and 20 strikeouts. Ben Lively continues to get it done. It's been a roller coaster at times, but overall doing well. He was a popular pickup this week with the 2-step he's got on tap. And on Monday, step 1 conquered. Lively went 5 2/3 innings versus the Mets, allowing 1 earned run on 6 hits, no walks, and 7 strikeouts for Lively. He had 7 whiffs and a 30% CSW, which is pretty solid, over 88 pitches. Lively's now made 7 starts this year with a 2.84 ERA, a 4.05 xFIP with 38 strikeouts and 38 innings pitched. Mitchell Parker continues to dazzle for the Washington Nationals. He took on the Minnesota Twins on Monday night. Parker threw 6 innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Parker got 13 whiffs and a 32% CSW, which is outstanding, on 94 pitches. Parker has now made 7 starts this year for the Nats. He has a 3.32 ERA with a 3.39 xFIP with 32 strikeouts and 38 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Saves galore, folks. A lot of double-digit saves out there. Robert Suarez of the Padres got game one save, his 13th of the year versus the Atlanta Braves. Raisel Iglesias picked up his 11th save of the year in game 2 versus San Diego Padres. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 14th save of the year versus the Mets. Andrés Muñoz, his 9th save of the year versus the Yankees. Chris Stratton, his 3rd save of the year for the Royals versus Detroit as he pitched multiple innings in a blowout. Ryan Helsley picked up his 14th save of the year versus the Baltimore Orioles. Carlos Estevez picked up his 7th save of the year versus the Astros. And Daniel Hudson, filling in for Evan Phillips, picked up his 3rd save of the year versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick look at Tuesday's action on the diamond. Talking DFS, you have an 8-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking to target for DraftKings: Garrett Crochet at the Toronto Blue Jays, Christian Javier versus the Angels, Clark Schmidt, who's been outstanding versus Seattle. If you're looking for a little value, Alec Marsh versus the Detroit Tigers. Some stacks, there's bats galore because pitching is not that great. Oakland versus Cal Quantrill, Colorado versus Aaron Brooks. If you want to be a little dicey, Kansas City versus Casey Mize, Baltimore versus Lance Lynn is always fun, Atlanta versus Javier Assad, and Arizona versus Gavin Stone. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. We get a good one in Philadelphia. Rangers, Phillies, John Gray, Ranger Suarez. Talked about John Gray a few times on this show. I've written about John Gray elsewhere. He's been outstanding this season. Ranger Suarez is probably one of the best pitchers in baseball, fantasy-wise, this season. Great matchup all around. And if you want some just goofy nuggets in this one, Ranger Suarez will be the first pitcher with the name Ranger to face the Rangers in MLB history. So there you go on that one. Robert Gasser makes his 3rd start taking on the Miami Marlins. Brian Wu versus Clark Schmidt. We already saw some fun action, Seattle and the Yankees on Monday night. Now we get Brian Wu versus Clark Schmidt. Schmidt's been outstanding. Wu's doing his thing. Fun stuff there. Griffin Canning versus Christian Javier. Javier was great in his return from the IL. Angels bats have been heating up. Astros bats are on fire. Griffin Canning has looked a lot better of late as the pitch mix has changed. Strikeouts are up. Fun matchup here with Canning and Javier. Like, I could see a million outcomes here. I could see Canning get shelled in ordeal. Same for Javier. Lots of fun in an AL West battle in Houston. And then Brendan Faught, one of my favorites on the season, coming into the season, taking on Gavin Stone of the Dodgers. I'm not the biggest Gavin Stone guy. Doesn't get a ton of strikeouts. So you have to rely on a good BABIP to make things work, where Brendan Faught has been outstanding in the strikeout department of late, but he's facing the juggernaut known as the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that should be a fun one as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head out of here, make sure y'all go check out pitcherlist.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, sign up. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord talking all things baseball and fantasy baseball. Also gets you some cool new tools like PLV Plus and more stuff coming down the pipeline there. You get the weekend podcast for the top fab pitching pickups of the week from Nick Pollock himself. You get the projections and so much more. There's always stuff coming at pitcherlist.com. So become a member at PL Plus, PL Pro. You definitely won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, May 21st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.